Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Conway Show. It's Friday. Finally, right? You can go home and enjoy yourself. I don't have to think about work for the next couple of days. It's December, so you can buzz out Christmas shopping. Maybe put some decorations around the house. Get a fire going if you got a fireplace. It's going to be a really cool sort of nasty weather weekend to stay home and just watch TV, wrap gifts, decorate the inside of the house, the outside of the house. It's going to be great, right? Football. Hopefully you have no obligations. What is that, Belia?
Football.
Right. Are you ready for some football? That's right. College games, the NFL. There's also going to be hockey and basketball. You're right, Belia. Sports, man. What does Michigan do this week? Are they playing?
Yes. It's a huge game tomorrow.
Who are they playing?
At 5.
Who are they playing?
I forgot.
Oh, Jesus. You're great. You really are. You wear those Michigan colors around, the shirt, the hat, the pants, blue. Then who are they playing? I have no idea.
I forgot.
The big game. Couldn't be bigger. Just don't know who it's going to be on the other opposite side of the field. That's so classic. You keep selling the fact that you've turned into this big fan and you just could care less. That's great. And you.
I'll find out.
Just ask John. Is he around?
No.
Is he come in with you tonight? I saw him buzzing around. Did he drop you off today?
Oh, it's Purdue. It's Purdue.
Oh, Purdue. Wow, that's a great rivalry.
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay. All right. Let's talk to Chef Bruno Serrato. He is with us from Katerina's Club. Chef Bruno, how are you, sir?
Very good. How's everybody?
Hey.
Hello,
ma'am.
And now remember, not everybody stay home on a weekend. You have some people working a lot on a weekend, and I am one of them.
That's right. You work your ass off. Hey, you're closed on Tuesday every week, right?
Monday and Tuesday. I opened last Tuesday because of you. You were a special VIP in the area.
Nice.
We opened the restaurant. It was a fantastic night, as you can remember.
Hey, by the way, next year, if they call you and say, hey, can you open on Tuesday? You know, don't be afraid to say no, and we'll just do it the next year, you know?
Okay. I don't think so. Thank you for offering.
All right, just checking in with you, bub. Hey, so you got a big, fat check from somebody, huh?
Oh, my God. Talk about to be speechless and have tears in your eyes. It was a, I was a waiter before. You remember, maybe you don't remember, but there's a French restaurant in Brea called La Vie en Rose. I was a busboy, dishwasher, maître d' waiter, and I met this amazing couple. When I bought a restaurant 30 years ago and I moved to Anaheim, they followed me right here in Anaheim White House for years.
Wow.
Well, 15 years ago, the husband died, Robert, great customer, passed away. We were sad. He was too young. And last year, the wife, Heidi, died. And, we're so sad here. When the customer died, he's part of our family. I take care of them for 35 years, 40 years. I mean, we love them. It's very kindness. And this week, I get a check. I get an envelope. I open, and I have to look 3 times. I said, that it could be a mistake. I did not look at the name of the people. I just looked at the trust, a lawyer from somewhere, and it was $250,000.
Wow, man.
I could not believe that. I was like, I read the letter right when I saw the amount of the check. I said, that it could be a mistake or something. But I read and I realized it was this two customers of mine, and I respect. I love it. They respect me. They love me. I give them service. I never expect anything from them.
Wow.
I had no idea. Matter of fact, this morning I called the daughter and the son. I say, I'm speechless. I say, because it's like a gift from heaven. Because
Damn,
they
kidding.
Both pass on.
Literally.
And there's a amount of money. And the kid said, Bruno, we knew that, but we never told you because we want to have the lawyer to give it the check when they were ready to close down the trust. And obviously, you know, tears in your eyes coming out when you see people that love you so much, respect you so much. And they say, Bruno, say, I mean, the letter say, this is for you, use as you wish for Caterina's club. And I had on pasta tongue because I think the most appropriate way was to do that. And it's so funny because 2 days ago with Michelle Cube, we received a $4. And I said to Michelle, you know, it doesn't matter how much we get. It's like $1 is one kit, $4 is four kit.
Sure.
I mean, we don't expect anything from people, you know. But it goes from one minimum amount to a large amount like this. And I really want to thank for the bottom of my heart what has been happening the last week, because
it's great.
Everyone has been fantastic, good. We always worry. They talk about recession. They talk about, you don't know what's going on. But people are there. People are there. People are kind. People are nice. And they donate it. And K5 has been, as you all know, my number one support of what we do.
That's great.
And matter of fact, this afternoon, just to, since we are on a point to talk about Caterina, we just moving a family with six children. Think about it. We were talking about the work from home.
Sure.
Besides feeding the kid. Today, my sister said, Bruno, we have a family with six kids, and they qualify. Can we give the check today that they can move in? I say, immediately.
Wow.
I mean, that's a Christmas gift to a family of six kids. That is beautiful, from a motel to move to an apartment. You
an
know,
apartment. That's great. Now, when you move a family into an apartment, do you pay for what, the first 7 months, first year?
First and last month. On an interview last week, the boy said 7 months, but we don't do that much.
Oh.
We do first and last month deposit. We qualify them. You know, they have to have a job. They don't have to have money in the bank. They have to pass a drug test. And after we move them in, obviously, they have to be able to afford the rent of the apartment they move on. After that, we stay behind for 12 months to make sure they don't get behind on bills,
right,
because they don't use to pay bills, stuff like that.
By the way, thank God you don't do a drug test when we do our live remote down there.
I'm going to do a drug test to you, too.
Half those people would get their ass kicked out of there. Bruno, that is great, man. You're over $1 million. You're over 20,000 pounds in pasta and sauce. It's been a great year.
Fantastic. Thanks to all the listeners of K5, everybody who supports K5.
I really appreciate
Martin
it, Fino, man.
Wendy's, Barilla, all of you guys, from morning show to late night show, and all the people are driving, listen, call us, drop check, drop money. Thank you. Grazie.
You
God
deserve
bless
it, buddy.
Everybody.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Friend.
All right. Thanks, Bruno
Ciao.
Serrano. There he goes. Man, oh, man, Bellio. They are knocking it out. And you know who else is knocking it out?
Who?
Angel Martinez.
Oh, I know. I heard.
Her, you know, all the other auction items are about the same as they were last night. Maybe up, you know, $100, $200. But Angel Martinez has went from $300 to $3,000 now. It's at $3,000.
It's so crazy. I checked it out this morning, and I'm like, oh, cool. You know, $300. I think it was at $375 last time
right.
I checked. And then you know, Michelle Cube said, oh, it's $3,000. I'm like, yeah, right.
That's
and
true.
I looked at it. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
And that's somebody that has to put in their credit card information and be serious about buying it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
great, man.
That's so amazing.
Well, good for you.
Whoever wins the total naughty package, you guys are going to be so stoked on your sandals, your purse, your dog collars or cat collar or whatever kind of collar you want.
So. Yeah. For $3,000, woo-hoo! I hope they, you know, they're going to love it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They're going to really enjoy it. Man, for $3,000, you got to drop it off yourself. You know, hightail it.
With some home-baked cookies.
Oh, yeah, because I love to bake cookies and package them up and give them away.
Yeah.
Secret family recipe.
That's classic. All right, excellent. Go to the auction site. You can go to pastathon.com and wiggle your way to the auction site. I think the auction ends tonight, Bellio. Is that correct?
Yeah, it does end tonight.
Oh, so you got to get there pretty quickly.
Got to get in there.
Yeah, and there's some pretty nifty items in there. So if you got a room on your credit card or you got a couple of bucks, slide over there and buy yourself something nice. Yeah, ding dong. All right, we got a big show for tonight. David Vasse from the Dodgers is threatening to come on. Steve Gregory, will be coming on with us, and it's going to be a hell of a night. Yeah, ding dong. All right, look, I'm trying to sell it. And a quick announcement for Big Bear. If you live in Big Bear, we just got this, came over the transit, came over the wire. But at 7 o'clock, you have a 90% chance of rain. So in a half hour, 35 minutes from now, a 90% chance of a big cell dumping on you, dumping. So be aware of that if you're in Big Bear. You might get rained on or snow. I don't know what's going on up there right now. I guess I could tell you. I could look it up real quick because Big Bear is in, it's 38 degrees. 38 degrees, 7 p.m. So in 35 minutes, 90% chance of rain. And I know we have a lot of people listen in Big Bear. Right? Not a lot to do up there. And also, go check out the auction. That ends tonight. Pastathon.com. And we really like to thank Terranea Resort. Man, they provided these two great giveaways. There's two-day getaways, trip for two, and they're up for there for auction right now, including an ocean view suite, a round of golf, and dinner at the Catalina Cafe. It's a great resort. Slide out there, enjoy yourself, and maybe you've never been out there before. You can see it for the first time by winning this auction and then getting out there and taking advantage of that beautiful package. But they're very kind to do that. Yeah, they were very nice to set us up like that. It's going to raise thousands and thousands of dollars. So that is they always do cool charity work, that crew out there. Terranea, check it out. All right, people are leaving Southern California. But before we do that, let's talk about the Christmas tree. Let's talk about something a little more positive here. All right, Christmas tree. They might be going up a little, not as much as you think.
Last year, there was a national Christmas tree shortage, and that's what really drove up the prices. Well, this year, as you can see, there's plenty of trees to go around. That's not the problem. However, it still looks like prices are going to be about 25% higher.
Woo! Bellio, did you get your tree yet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we did too. What did you pay? 50, 60, 70 bucks?
It came out to over 100.
Oh my God.
Well, that's not because of the tree. The tree I think was 85.
Wow. Where'd you get it? Tiffany's? Where'd you get that tree?
Home Depot.
We got ours at Lowe's.
Of course.
You and I, we like to shop those mom and pop places for trees. You know, I want these little tiny places to go out of business.
Aw.
But yeah, we went to Lowe's, bought a tree, got a beautiful tree for $56, I want to say. Six and a half feet.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Nice one. And, you know, they cut the end off for you. And we have a tradition in our house where we keep the cut, you know, they cut the part of the trunk off for you. So that, and you know why they do that?
I don't.
And so the tree takes a big, deep breath when you cut it like that.
Oh.
And so it sucks in a lot more water. Because when they're laying around like that, the bottom of it gets all clogged up with hay and dust and dirt, and so they cut it off so there's a fresh route to get water up into that tree. So we keep those little pieces every year, and we write on them, you know, Christmas 2021, Christmas 2022, and we have them in the shape of a Christmas tree on a plaque.
That's cool.
That's a good idea, right?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, okay, it works for us.
I had thought of that.
It works for us. All right, ding dong.
That's a great idea.
That's a great story. Although one year I cheated, like 2006 and 2007, I lost one. So the 2006 looks exactly like the 2007. Exactly. Just took two bites of the same apple there. All right, let's get back into the Christmas tree inflation.
According to the American Christmas Tree Association, now when we visited a tree lot in West LA yesterday, it looked like the trees that were about 6 to 8 feet tall, the average ones, were hitting at about $150 to $200
wow.
a piece. And inflation and supply chain issues have definitely a lot to do with this, but we're told the main reason that...
Wait, what had to do with it?
And inflation and supply chain... issues have definitely a lot to do with this, but we're told the main reason that these trees are way more expensive this year has to do with drought. Christmas trees are just not able to grow fast enough. They weren't able to grow fast enough in time for the holiday season, and this is on the heels of another issue that really hurt the growth of the trees this year in the years past.
What is that?
The prices for the last 4 or 5 years have gone up every single year, if they need to or they don't need to. Last year, there was a real problem up in Salem. It was 118 degrees in the mountains for like 3 days.
And because of the drought this year, if you are looking to...
I'd like to check that stat, by the way. in the mountains of Oregon, 118 for 3 days. I'd like to see proof of that.
And because of
the
drought,
high alert.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on major, major high alert. 118 for 3 days. I think I would have heard about that.
And because of the drought this year, if you are looking to get one of these trees, experts say you need to make sure you.
By the way, does the drought have to be part of every story? You know, people are leaving because of the drought. People are going to different schools because of the drought. The GMA romance scandal as well. It's because of the drought. You know, they didn't have enough water to drink, so they shared a glass of water and fell in love. What about the man that survives 20 hours lost at sea? Well, that's a drought. The drought got him out there. Yeah. How about the snow impacts this year? Well, that's the drought. Wait a minute. You're saying there's more snow this year than ever before, and that's based because of the drought? Yeah. Yeah, Tim. Just buy into that.
Is that that's also the bomber reveal?
That's the drought. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We needed less airplanes to screw up the environment, so we needed bigger ones to drop bombs on people because of the drought. All right. Drought city, man. Everything's drought. This bottle of water I'm drinking here tonight is thanks to the drought. I'm actually contributing to the drought. Thank God. All right, we're going to come back with Steve Gregory, everybody. Let's roll with Steve Gregory. He's got some cool news. He's coming on with us. He also has a show over the weekend. We're going to talk about that stealth bomber, the Michelle Cube's father, the producer of the Handle Show and now producer of all the programs here. Her father was instrumental in creating that very first B-2 bomber, that stealth bomber, I should say. So that's kind of a cool deal.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. So about Morongo, right? Yeah, you can start 2023 the right way. Book your New Year's Eve stay right now. $99 rooms. That's what they start at. That's what I said. $99 rooms. They'd start at $99 at MorongoCasinoResort.com. Go book yours now. Plus, Tony will be there. Live February 11th. Get your tickets now before that sells out. And your points, your choice. Pay for dining, gifts, maybe gas for your car, all with your rewards points. Yeah, get on out there. 15 days of Christmas giveaway. Earn 500 points on your rewards card and get that day's gift for free. Monday through Friday, the 1st through the 21st. So today is one of those days. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, conveniently located off the I-10, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times. All right, Steve Gregory joins us. Nice to see you, bub.
Hey, buddy. Hey! Happy Friday.
Hey, all right.
What'd you do this weekend?
You mean what am I going to do this weekend or what did you do last weekend?
You never said I couldn't ask you what you're going to do this weekend.
That's right.
Just post weekend.
I'm
going to
do exactly what I did last weekend and not tell you.
Okay.
All right, so this B-2 stealth bomber, it's called the B-21 Raider?
B-21 Raider.
That's a cool name.
You know why?
I think it has to do with something, the bombing of Japan or something?
Correct. The Jimmy Doolittle raid.
Yes, that's it.
And they were known as the Doolittle Raiders.
Yeah, okay.
World War II, after bombing of Pearl Harbor.
It's coming together.
Yeah, they reconvened they did a special secret mission out on an aircraft carrier. I think it was 14 or 16 aircraft took off from the aircraft carrier, and they traveled 690-something miles.
Wow!
Which was unheard of at the time, because they had to strip all those planes, and then they bombed Japan.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, so in honor of them, they renamed the B-21 as the Raider.
Wow. Hey, Stefush, can you stop playing that? That it makes me sound like an idiot when you play that sound effect. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Okay. All right. So you weren't able to go out there today, right?
No, they didn't want anybody there in person.
Wow.
I mean, I shouldn't say nobody. They didn't want any media there in person.
Steph, I'm going to come right through that glass. Honestly, God, I don't know if that was an accident, that one, but God almighty.
That one's
like
slipped.
A moron. Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. So there was a private ceremony. You weren't allowed out there?
No, but they gave me access to a streaming link, so I watched it live.
okay,
yeah, so it was.
And where did
cool.
they reveal it out in the desert?
On Palmdale.
Northrop
Grumman has a plant out there, and that's where this thing was built.
Oh, I know where that is. It's a big huge plant out there. It's
huge,
right near right behind of a Walmart.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's just, it's really huge out there. And they had to.
I'm guessing there's a Walmart out there.
Yeah, there are absolutely a couple, three.
Doesn't Palmdale mean Walmart?
Good
in German? Well.
In German. No, that's IKEA. Okay. Whatever. No, that's Swedish.
But Michelle Cube's dad was had his hand in designing the first one.
Yeah, she texted me because she wanted to know if there was media access because I think she wanted to go. Because
wow.
She was texting me because she said that I think she said, oh no, I don't think I'm allowed to say that part of it. There's something here, but I can't remember. But she, her family's tied to it because I think she has a couple relatives tied to it. But I thought that was really cool. And you can tell the evolution of how this thing is the B-2 bomber, which was the first stealth technology. And even from then to now, this B-21 was 7 years in the making.
That's incredible.
And it is the, according to the CEO of Northrop Grumman, the most technologically advanced aircraft ever built.
And I heard, strange as this may seem, they're building each one of them for about $380,000. Is that true?
No. $692 million in today's price.
Valio.
$692 million.
Wrong info.
Well, you're striking 1,000 tonight, aren't you, between your board op and your producer?
Wow! Oh. All right. I heard that this B...
Was that Sharon trying to talk to us on technology there?
Yeah, she's in the other room.
Is she in the other room again on a Friday?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. But I heard that the hangars have to be air-conditioned because you can't open the windows of that plane. Is that true?
Yes.
And I also heard they're going to be stationed in South Dakota?
Well, they've chosen 8 different Air Force bases that these will be spread out at. The Air Force will eventually get 100 of these.
100 of them? Mm-hmm. At $692 million.
$692 million
bucks each?
Mm-hmm.
God almighty, that's expensive. You know, it was the B, I think it was the stealth bomber that dropped the first bomb in Afghanistan after the 9/11.
I think you're right. And what's kind of cool about this one is it will be, it's equipped to handle both conventional and nuclear weapons.
Wow, man.
And that's unusual for stealth. And this thing has the technology to actually, how can I word it? It can make itself look like something different to radar.
Like what, like a horse?
Like a bird or something, I don't know. But it has the technology of being able to ping radar to make it look like something completely different.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, somebody went to school longer than I did.
Right. And
you.
And there is cloud technology on this. So all the data and stuff that gets in there, it goes right into a cloud server.
Right
from the plane. Right. And then people on the ground and around the world can access it.
This might be one of the last manned aircraft. You know, they're going to unmanned aircraft.
No, and this one can also do both manned and unmanned.
Oh, can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I feel sorry for the guys who want to be pilots their whole lives. Now they're sitting in Bakersfield.
Well, especially fighter pilots, the traditional.
Yeah.
There will always be a need there will always be needs for traditional fighter pilots. I don't know how many, but there will always be a need for that. I was talking to someone a couple of years ago about that, and because we were talking about the Top Gun movie, about how, you know, the new Top Gun movie is actually using old technology.
That's right.
Really old jet technology.
Yeah.
And that's not really how it would go on today, but and how they were talking about how the pilot would get obsolete, the fighter pilot, and that's not really true.
All right, so let's promote your show real quick. 8 to 10 on Saturday,
tomorrow. But actually, we're doing the Deadly Pill special at 5 tomorrow afternoon. A special 1 hour of Deadly Pill on the opioid and fentanyl crisis.
Oh, that's cool.
At 5 tomorrow, and then
that's some light for Saturday night.
Yeah, and then
driving around,
and then right after that, I think. Then it's Mo Kelly, and then Unsolved with Steve Gregory at 8.
And what is on Unsolved? Some suicides?
No, we don't.
Keeping it light for Saturday night?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so Pills Ahoy, is that the name of the show?
Pills Ahoy?
At 5?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Chips Ahoy? I don't know. What is the name of the show?
Deadly
Pill.
Pills Ahoy.
Pills Ahoy?
I like Pills Ahoy better. It's like Chips Ahoy. It keeps it lighter. All right. Steve Gregory, everybody.
What the hell is wrong with you tonight?
Pills Ahoy.
Pills
like
Ahoy?
Like Chips Ahoy. Have you ever had a Chips Ahoy?
I've had plenty of Chips Ahoy.
Yes. It's a lighter name for a serious topic.
Oh, my God.
Right? How Pills long Ahoy. Is Pills Ahoy? Is it an hour? All right. Legal Docs, if you own a home and you want to have a will or a trust, so everything transfers to a loved one in case something happens, right, without costly delays. So just one quick call to Legal Docs by me. You'll get peace of mind. That'll be cool. No expensive lawyers, no confusing websites. You'll save thousands. Yep, thousands. All you have to do is call them. Call them right now. They'll take down all the necessary information and help you throughout the entire process. Then you'll feel better. By the holidays, you'll be done, and you'll have that will or that trust in a drawer where everybody knows where it is. In case anything happens, you'll sleep better at night. Trust me. True. Dial #250 or #250 on your cell phone. #250. I like to say #250. I'm old school. And then say Legal Docs. #250 on your cell phone and say Legal Docs. #250 Legal Docs. Legal Docs by me. No lawyers. Save money. Baby, it's cold outside. You know, and he's like grabbing her like, nah, you got to stay for another drink, baby. And she's like, nah, I got to get going. My mom's going to be worried. And he's like, F your mom. You're going to stay. You know, I think that's how it goes. I don't know if that's the exact lyrics, but it's close. And they tried to change that song to soften it a little, and it just didn't work. So everyone went back to the normal one. Right? Look, it's an old song and written by, you know, a different generation. What can you do? All right, there's a cool or a huge romance on GMA, Good Morning America. Amy, is it Robach? I think that's her name.
Robach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With TJ Holmes?
Yes.
So they're both anchors. They're both married to other people. And then they started training together for the marathon, for the New York Marathon. And then they started making love. Is that how it goes, Dahlia?
Basically.
Yeah, right?
I guess. Okay. Allegedly.
Yeah, right. No, not allegedly. That's how they went, right? That's what I heard. That's what I read.
She's back. Amy Robach sitting next to TJ Holmes.
By the way, do you know why you know that name, Belio? Amy Robach? Amy Robach?
No.
Do you remember when, I think that's her, but when that Harvey Weinstein thing came out, she had that story 3 years before it came out and had a woman who had pictures and would testify and say, Harvey Weinstein did this and that, and it implicated the royal family, Prince Andrew, and ABC, is it ABC that she's on? Whatever she's on.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
ABC wouldn't let her do the story. She had it 3 years.
Okay, I do remember that.
3 years before everybody else. Okay. That was her. And now she's fallen in love with this dude.
She's back. Amy Robach sitting next to TJ Holmes.
And they anchor together. They're on that show together.
The GMA3 co-anchors are allegedly having an affair.
Well, they're not having an affair. I think they're not married anymore, and they're in a relationship, I think.
You know what? I think maybe he... I think they
actually married?
Were still with their mates. Like, that's unclear.
All right.
Both are married, and they've reportedly left their spouses to be with each other.
Okay, all right. I think I got it right. Yeah, they both left their spouses so they can, train for the marathon, and... Hit it.
Yes. Robach is not here.
When the news broke yesterday, Robach was a no-show, leaving Holmes to host alone. But today, it was business as usual.
What does that mean?
It was business as usual.
A euphemism for something?
It was business as usual. Reports say they arrived together as a couple to the set and said they were ready and, quote, totally fine to go on the air.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Meanwhile, executives at ABC News were said to be holding high-level meetings about how to deal with the juicy rumors. There was no mention today of their reputed romance, except perhaps for this little moment.
Who's looking forward to the weekend?
Me.
Yeah?
Their alleged affair came to light after the Daily Mail published exclusive photos of Robach and Holmes on an apparent romantic outing together. Another image...
It sounds like a 1970s ABC movie of the week or a television show. Robach and Holmes.
Photos of Robach and Holmes.
Robach and Holmes. It sounds like an investigative couple.
Robach and Holmes.
Robach and Holmes. Then. And all new Robach and Holmes.
Robach and Holmes on an apparent romantic outing together. Another image shows them enjoying each other's company at a bar. And this holding hands in the back of a car.
Whoa!
Robach is married to actor Andrew Hsu of Melrose Place fame.
I don't know who that is. Do you guys know who that is?
Yes.
Andrew Hsu?
Yeah, it's an old primetime soap that he was on.
Yeah. He's Elizabeth Shue's brother.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Not Lizzie's shoe.
I don't know who that is. I don't know any of the shoes.
Robach is married to actor Andrew Shue of Melrose Place fame.
When did that happen?
Holmes is married to a lawyer.
Wow. I mean, when they blast off your latest big hit as Melrose Place, man, a couple of dry years, huh? And then he's married to her, and she was probably bringing in most of the dough, and now she's split for Holmes. He's got to be bummed, right? Wherever he is, he's got to be bummed.
Of Melrose Place fame.
When did that happen?
Holmes is married to a lawyer, Mary Lee Feibig. Both reportedly split.
What was her name?
Mary Lee Feibig.
Am I not hearing that right? Mary Lee Thighbig?
Fi.
Oh, Fi. Okay, Fi. All right.
Mary Lee Feibig.
Oh, I was hearing Thighbig. I'm like, oh, that's got to get a name change lawyer on that one, baby.
Mary Lee Feibig. Both reportedly split from their spouses in August.
Oh, that's where it all began.
The co-anchors are often out of the studio together on assignment.
Uh-oh.
The alleged affair reportedly heated up when they co-anchored two royal events in London, Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee, followed by her funeral in September. They are also workout buddies, training together for the New York Marathon.
TJ Holmes with me are my regular running buddies.
They shared video of their finish on GMA.
I was very proud of him. It was, and he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Yeah, wonder why.
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Interesting.
Following the Daily Mail photos, Robach and Holmes deactivated their Instagram accounts. During yesterday's broadcast, Holmes wore his wedding ring.
Oh, boy.
Smile on his face the entire time.
He what?
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
Wait, one more time?
And he had a big smile on his face the entire time.
All right, very good. It's Conway Show. We're live on KFI AM 640.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.